Kalim chapter 2, Mishnah 4. Panas sheyesh bo beis kibul shemen, a lantern that has a receptacle for oil. And this is now also talking about earthenware. So an earthenware lantern, and you pour the oil inside. It's got somewhere to hold the oil. So that would be tame. That would receive ritual impurity. It is susceptible to ritual impurity. And why? Because it's got a container. Exactly, right. V'she'ein boy, but if it doesn't have that kind of receptacle for oil, then it's not a container anymore. And then tahor, then it is not susceptible to ritual impurity. It is pure. M'gufa sayotzrin shuposayach ba, a potter's slab on which he begins is tahora, is pure. What does that mean? That the potters used to work on some sort of slab, right? They're like where they used to make the pottery on. So where they used to begin to work, that slab is not susceptible to purity. And why? Because I said it never had a rim. It was just a flat slab, and therefore it was not susceptible to impurity. But there was a different slab where they used to finish the work on. And that apparently did have a rim so that the almost finished pottery wouldn't roll off and break on the floor. Now that it's got a rim, so now tmeah, so now it is susceptible to impurity because now it's like a container with an interior space. Mashpech shel balei batim, a householder's funnel. It's just a funnel that you used to, you can imagine a funnel that you funnel, you know, liquid through. So that is tahor, is actually pure. It's not susceptible to impurity. And the reason being that it was just, it can't hold anything. It just used to, liquid just used to flow through it. But v'shehel roichlin, but if it's a peddler's funnel, then tamah mipnei shehu shel mida divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Basara. Then it is susceptible to impurity, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Basara. And why? Because they actually used to use it as a measure. So at the thin part at the bottom, they used to put a finger there, and they used to then fill it up, and they used to use it to measure. Now, because it's used as to hold the actual perfume or whatever they were selling, so says Rabbi Yehuda ben Basara, that's now susceptible to impurity. And Rabbi Akiva Aymer, he says a different reason. He agrees it's susceptible to impurity. But he says, Wa bimnashu mateu al tzidoi, because they would turn it on its side. And then umareach bo lelakayach, the buyer could then like smell what the perfume smelled like before he bought it. So because it was holding the perfume and therefore used to show the wares, and therefore it is susceptible to impurity.